B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo, ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we've seen Japan and now Germany try to figure out how they're going to end up approaching esports. So leads us to a question, how do governments need to approach esports? Plus, we're going to play a little game here on the show today. We're going to see if we can guess the quote. Is it Wilson Fisk, the Joker, or our president, Donald Trump? Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today with a question. Is going outside to play an outdated concept? We always hear this from, let's be honest, boomers, mostly boomers, some Gen Xers, but they're always like, video games are so sedentary.
Yeah.
They keep you just sitting on your butt all day. Boy, when I was a kid, I used to go outside and hit my brother in the head with sticks. And now we understand why he has a learning disability.
So this thought has been kind of rattling around in my brain now for a while, and I'm actually going to go ahead and call out my sister here on the radio. Sorry, sis. I do love you very much.
Call her out.
I'm calling her out. She is very kind of strict about my nephew and how
much. Oh, my aunt is the same way.
And how much he's allowed to use his tablet, how much he's allowed to play video games and all that kinds of stuff. And usually to the, you know, benefit of instead going outside and doing things like that.
Sure.
And I couldn't help but think about it while I was watching this. I feel like being able to use a tablet and being able to have good reasoning skills and being able to use a PC and your phone are all way more valuable skills in the upcoming job market than anything you could ever learn going outside.
Well,
and I'm wondering if that idea of going outside and playing is just an outdated concept.
Here's what I'll say to that is I think fundamentally where you're approaching it from is sound, right?
It makes sense.
It is sound, you know. The earlier you get kids acclimated to technology, the less foreign it will be as they continue to age and go into the workforce. I think that is incredibly important, especially considering we see what we have to do with a lot of our boomer relatives sometimes, and the fact that they can't even use the microwave sometimes. But that's okay. Here's the thing, is I think going outside, in my opinion, is actually drastically underrated by people our age, and especially, but by parents our age. I think going outside does one major thing that people seem to constantly forget about, which is use your imagination.
I just want to point out, though, that there is a way big difference between the outside that Gen Xers and boomers got to experience when they were growing up and the outside that we experienced when we were growing up.
Is the big difference clean air?
The big difference is clean air, clean water, you know, actual trees and forests that you could get lost in, instead of sludge piles, places where litter congregates.
No, I disagree.
And dead trees.
I disagree.
That's a lot of what I had growing up.
No, I disagree, because first of all, what Gen Xers had was the same sludge piles and dead trees. We just know they're sludge piles and dead trees now.
The 80s were wild, weren't they?
Yeah, super wild. But the thing is that, you know, I'm a person who very much so is a heavy gamer. I play games at least 20 hours a week or whatever. But I'm also a big fan of going outside and physically engaging myself. I think there's something to the healthy body, healthy mind mantra. I think that that's important. I also think that going outside still has that whole, you know, imaginative, you know, critical thinking, problem solving thing to it. Because there are things you can't learn inside the house.
No. And as social as games may be getting nowadays, there is also still a big difference between being social with a screen between you and the other people and being able to see someone face to face.
All right, Robbie, I'm willing to give you that. But Norris, I'm going to push back on you just a little bit to say, you know, you can buy into the healthy body, healthy mind thing all you want. I can have a great healthy body, healthy mind and never go outside. There are agoraphobes who are in perfect shape. That's not what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Going outside and engaging in the world, Robbie, like you were saying, I think is a very big difference from just being in the world and being a part of the world.
Yeah.
You know, you can be healthy anywhere, whether that's inside or outside. But I do think that removing yourself or removing the social interaction that happens in front of a screen, that's actually pretty important, because that's where I think we're starting to see some of the social norms start to erode. The anonymity that comes from inherently communicating with someone via a screen or a screen name or a pseudonym, that is inherently different than being face to face with someone, putting an opinion out there, and then having to put up with that person's reaction.
Yeah. And I mean, to your first point, there are studies that show that like working out inside on a treadmill is like worse on your knees and your joints than running on grass. So there is something to being in nature itself.
Well, listen, my Peloton bike and my mirror that teaches me to work out will keep me in perfect shape for the rest of my life when the air outside has been irradiated by the last nuclear war.
Okay, that's fine and wonderful. But the whole thing is
that's fine and wonderful.
Whatever.
None of that.
But the whole, thing is that the point that I'm trying to make, though, is that I think there is a disconnect from people thinking that, you know, all of a sudden these screens and these games can replace what humanity has created and built as our social mechanisms.
I look at it
for the entirety of our existence.
I look at it as an extension of what we've built. It's the next phase of what we've built, right? Like, if going outside and being in front of people is to establish a human connection, like, we do that every single day virtually. The difference is that we have anonymity.
Yeah, and we have freedom from consequence in a lot of those moments. And that's an important part of the human experience.
Right.
There's a big difference between calling somebody a name on an online game and cutting it off and going to bed perfectly fine. There's something very different to saying that same thing to somebody's face and dealing with whatever consequence comes from that. And I think it is important for children, especially children in a post-internet, post-social media age, to know those consequences and to know that that is an important thing. We talk about the golden rule, do unto others and all that stuff. It is a lot easier to forget that in an era where you can say whatever you want to whomever you want and have virtually no consequences for it whatsoever.
It's Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're currently talking about whether or not going outside to play is an outdated concept. And listen, at some point, we are going to hit a point where it's just too toxic to go outside. Not just to interact with other people is toxic.
Just period.
Just the world outside is toxic.
Monumentous paradigm shift occurs.
And the thing is that I think my point was that, like, yeah, you can have a healthy body and mind anywhere, but that the fundamental act of socializing face to face is something that's lost and something that you can't get from just, you know, either exercising through a video game or exercising through a Peloton bike or whatever it is. There's a fundamental connection that needs to happen that technology just cannot facilitate.
And seasonal depression's a thing.
Staying,
not having the sun's rays hit your skin, you know, unimpeded is a thing that, you know, does affect people's moods. And I think that's important too, especially for the development of a child.
Well, not everyone's going to want to stay in it, as great as technology may get or as advanced as it may get. You know, you mentioned, Joe, that your sister limits your nephew's time on the computer. I have spent the better part of the past few years trying to get my nephew more into games. I told him, I bought him 3 PS3 games because he has one. I go, you beat these 3 games, I will buy you a brand new PlayStation 4. He has no interest in it. He'd rather go outside and play.
Well, and here's the thing, though. You know, we grew up, you know, using PC a lot and always being told get off the computer. And of course, now we deal with our parents always calling and asking us how to do things on the computer because sure. it's a necessary way of life.
Vindication.
How many jobs did you have where one of the interview questions was, are you able to use a computer? Are you able to use Microsoft Office? Are you able to use, you know, Google effectively?
PowerPoint, yeah, but those things aren't mutually exclusive. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to lean more one way or the other. There's a way to have a holistic experience with all of these things. And I think that's the balance that as a parent, you have to strike. So while I think that it is important for a child to learn these skills, as you're saying, I also think, you know, a parent saying, I don't want my kids to have too much screen time and I want them to go outside and have interaction with other kids in person, I think is equally as important.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it's, you know, all things in moderation. I mean, what we had to deal with, you know, learning how to use a PC, we see kids on tablets now. That's what the skills they're going to have to be able to use. We're going to be the old people who don't know how to work a tablet properly at some point. And that's not going to be any fun.
Or whatever technology comes out. And I think even going outside too much can be detriment. You know, you could get skin cancer. You get go in the woods and get Lyme disease. You could get abducted by some folks.
You end up being that guy who wrote Into the Wild.
Yeah. Any of these types of things are a possibility.
These are all horrific scenarios.
But at the same time, you know, I also think that regardless of the skills that you learn through technology, it is important to also understand that we have a whole entire earth for us to enjoy, too.
I think what this comes down to is I think Joe just wants to be reassured that him staying inside all day is fine, and it's not, Joe.
It's
get
not
a
fine.
Life.
It's no. Even Nate, like, walks outside from time to time. No. Not a lot.
Not a lot.
But Nate did a lot of walking at TwitchCon, and I was really proud of him, to be honest.
I just wanted to call my sister out on air. I'll be honest with you.
So this whole segment was just a ploy in order for you to go out and settle some family feud on air. That's what this is?
Isn't that what this whole show kind of is?
Yeah, it is. But listen, we want to hear from you. Rat on your own siblings. Tell us which one of them is limiting their kids' screen time and how horrible it is for them, or just complain about their parenting. We'll hear it all. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to play a really fun game and find out who said the quote. Was it Wilson Fisk? Was it the Joker? Or was it Donald Trump? That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, how does government need to start approaching esports? We've seen Japan make itself an active part of this, and now Germany is going to be getting into the fray as well. Should governments even have a role in esports? That conversation is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Does the government, and I'm not just talking about our government, but I mean really any government, have a role to play in esports? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the heartbeat of East Texas, 104.3 in Carthage and 103.9 in Marshall, as well as 1250 ESPN San Antonio and The Zone 1150. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the Bpod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options like Nerd Radio, as well as Geek Culture Congress, two shows you can hear right here on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Subscribe to their podcast at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Germany has announced that they're going to start doing something with esports athletes. I don't know what it is. Joe will probably fill us in here just a second, but it has sparked a question whether or not government whatsoever has a role to play in esports. So, Joe, fill us in on what Germany is doing for esports.
Yeah, so Germany is basically proposing some legislation for the European Union that would allow basically esports professionals to come in, live within Germany, and compete within Germany on a much simpler visa system than what's currently had. Right now, traveling for esports, especially internationally, is a nightmare.
We hear about it all the time. Yeah.
We've seen it, things like the international moving north of the border because of visa issues getting into the U.S.
And we sat down with lawyer Jeannie Doy not that long ago to talk about this very subject. This is a very complicated subject, mostly because esports isn't directly recognized by a lot of the bodies that are overseeing these visas.
And specifically with this particular legislation is they want to treat esports athletes in the same way that traditional athletes are treated as well.
That makes total sense to me.
Across the board, the exact same thing. They're afforded the same sort of visa windows and residency stays and requirements that traditional athletes would be getting from this law.
Yeah, and Nate, like you said, it's got people wondering, you know, what role does government have to play in esports? And I mean, obviously, I think there has to be some level of government involvement because you've got people coming in and out of the country.
Correct.
That's just natural.
It can't operate without some sort of government body being involved.
Right. But the question is that where it needs to be limited to? Should the government have, as we see more things happen, like what happened with Echo Fox, as we see, you know, more instances of teams not paying their players, does there need to be a little bit more government oversight in esports?
Well, and here's the thing I ask is that, not that I ask, that I feel is that, you know, I think the industry has to mature a little bit more, because I feel like if some of these problems can be, not necessarily with visa issues, because Nate, as you said, that is inherently a government thing.
Yes.
But, you know, in terms of how teams operate, if we begin to see sort of the wheat separating from the chaff and these teams really starting to clamp down on that kind of stuff and leagues clamping down on that stuff, I think you don't make the argument for government involvement at that level. However, I do think that you need governments across the world, especially in the countries in which esports is big. You need to have some sort of agreement or some sort of rubric from which your government to work from.
Sure.
Because a lot of these countries don't have a framework. I think at this point, probably South Korea is the only one that has any sort of framework, and Japan that has any sort of framework for having this be an officially recognized thing from your government. Everybody else is just kind of flying by the seat of their pants.
Well, Norris, I'm really glad that you brought up Japan. And by the way, you're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently talking about the choice that Germany has made to classify esports athletes under the same visas as traditional athletes. But I'm glad that you brought up Japan, because Japan, we've seen a very different approach from Japan's government in terms of licensing competitors and taking a percentage of their winnings. And I think, you know, in terms of, if we're looking at the two just abstractly, it seems like what Germany is doing has a very obvious and tangible benefit for players that I can point to directly and go, okay, I can see why this is a good thing.
Well,
Japan does not have that. I can't understand why Japan, other than wanting a cut of the prize winnings in some kind of, I don't know why they feel like they have even any kind of claim to any of that, but I, that's the only thing that I see, at least from the Japan side, is the greed aspect, and that's what
I just need money.
Thank you, Robbie, and that's what I think I am much more skeptical of. I'm much more critical of than things like Germany, because it seems like, hell, if we did that in the United States, that would solve a lot of problem for esports athletes that need to perform out of country.
I think you're absolutely right. So while I don't have the biggest problem if Japan's taking a percentage of it, I view that as basically the tax, you know, your
income tax. I mean, we do that here already.
But I don't think it makes any sense to license people who want to compete. I don't feel
take a cut if you want, but why are you being the arbiter of who gets to compete and who doesn't?
Exactly, because I think if government is going to have any kind of oversight on esports, whether it be, you know, people coming in and out of the country or whatnot, it has to be done with a light touch. That is, like,
I agree.
Look at traditional sports, right? there technically there is no government oversight of traditional sports in that matter. Although when, you know, the steroid thing happened in baseball, there were people testifying before Congress.
Sure.
So clearly government does have some involvement there, but only in the most dire of circumstances.
Well, and that's sort of what I was saying, is that that's the only thing I could foresee them getting involved in, and where that's how far I would want it to be taken. I would only want to see government involved in really terrible, huge, rampant corruption or rampant cheating scandals where so much money could be made or lost that the government has to get involved and get a clamp down on it before it gets out of hand and is completely unsustainable, right? But I think as we see what's going on with Germany is the fact that players, even in the EU, which is a place that has open borders, are having an issue verifying who is coming and going.
Sure.
I think that is an issue for any country in any case. So I can understand and say, hey, we want to recognize this as a profession so we can know who is leaving and entering the country.
Think about it this way. We are 2 years out from Worlds being hosted here in North America. It's right. going to be in China next year and then here. We are going to have people coming in literally from all over the world trying to compete in the most prestigious League of Legends tournament there is, and it's going to be a bad look if they're not able to get in the country.
Oh. Totally agree. So you guys know the pitfalls around esports, and obviously you know some of the challenges inside of our own government here in the U.S. Does the U.S. government have any kind of involvement in esports? And if so, what is it?
Beyond what you know, you guys have already spelled out, like, you know, things concerning visas or huge controversies. No, stay away. Stay as far away as you can.
I think, you know, in the sense of, I'm leaning on stay as far away as you can, but I can see some select issues where you might want to get involved, you know, performance enhancing drugs and stuff like that.
Joe, quickly.
Man, no. Handle the visas, handle people coming in and out of the country, and outside of that, let this space do its own thing. Government is way too out of touch.
It's also too young.
All right, listen, we got to hear from you on this. Make sure you connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, and let us know what you think about this. Do governments, whatever country they're from, do they have a place getting involved with esports? Let us know. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to play a fun little game. We're going to try to name the quote. Who said it? Is it the Kingpin? Is it the Joker? Or is it Donald Trump? We're going to play that game ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Who said the quote? Was it Wilson Fisk, a.k.a. the Kingpin from the Marvel Universe, Batman's villain, the Joker, or Donald J. Trump?
Oh, no.
That's what we're going to try to find out today here on Checkpoint XP. Welcome back. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN Central Texas, KZRI and KTON in Waco, Texas, as well as ESPN 97.5 in Houston. Boy, they're going to love this game.
Oh, yeah.
You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, Low Team Damage, The Other Identity, and so much more. Plus, we've got a brand new shirt and hoodie that's available for a limited time this fall and holiday season. Check it out over at checkpointxp.com/shop. Yesterday, okay. I was reading out loud a Wilson Fisk quote from a recent, because, you know, by the way, Wilson Fisk is involved with medical marijuana in the Marvel universe.
I saw that.
So I was reading a quote by him and I went, boy, this quote sure does sound familiar. And thus we came to the game. Who said the quote? Is it Wilson Fisk? Is it the Joker? Or Is it our president, Donald J. Trump?
All right, guys. So I'm going to give you these quotes one at a time, and you are each going to get to take a guess on who said the quote.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So let's start with this one.
Okay.
You will do these things or your life will be very unpleasant.
Who said it?
Oh, no.
I don't think you'd start us off with a Trump one right off the bat. And I don't know that...
I appreciate, though, that you have to start it off like, okay, right, you have to get into the right gamesmanship. Yeah. You don't just know.
Yeah. And that's too sane to be the Joker, so I'm going to go with Fisk on that one.
All right. Norris, what do you say?
Hurry up!
I'm going to go with the Donald.
Okay.
I'm going to err on the side of caution and say it's the Kingpin.
You guys would be right. It was Wilson Fisk who said that one.
Nice. All right.
I just wanted to be contrarian.
All right. Well, because of that, you are down a point.
Yeah.
All right. So up next, we have... Ah, Brave New World that has such putzes in it.
Oh, that's the Joker.
That's got to be the Joker.
That's the Joker.
I'm pretty sure that that's the Joker.
I'm going to go with Trump on this one.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Two of you are correct. It was the Joker.
All right. So far, I'm batting 1,000. All right. Let's keep
it going.
Well
done. Okay. So, in a sec. Two and one. Okay. A woman that can be bought isn't worth anything.
Trump.
Ooh. Fisk. Ooh, yeah.
Trump. I'm going to say Fisk.
And ooh, that sounds very Fisky.
I'm going to say Fisk.
But it also sounds very Trumpy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Trump.
It was Wilson Fisk.
We've come back.
All right. So two all around, actually.
Yeah. Nice. We're all tied.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Ugh. All right. You all make me sick. I know. All right. Quick question. When the clock strikes 12, do I get a little kiss?
Oh, that's the Joker.
That's gotta be the Joker.
You even altered your voice.
It's gotta be the Joker.
It is the Joker.
Okay.
That's weird because I didn't know that.
You subconsciously altered your voice.
Did I?
Yeah. Don't do that anymore.
I will try. Yikes.
All right. Next one.
All right. She had the height, she had the beauty, she had the skin, the whole thing. She was crazy, but those are minor details.
That is Trump.
I think that one's Trump too.
Oh man, it's you know, it's rambly enough to be Trump. It's not quite like I feel like Fisk. It's got to be Trump.
You guys are correct. That was Princess Trump. That was speaking about Princess Diana.
Oh no! You didn't have to get that specific.
Don't worry. I feel slime.
All of his, I have the context of them.
Decibel's like, I remember that.
Gross. Okay.
I never attacked him on his looks, and believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there.
Oh, that sounds Trump too.
That does sound Trump.
I'm going with Trump on that one.
Yeah, me too.
All right, yeah.
It is Trump. The chat, by the way, is batting about 1,000.
We know our president.
Yeah.
Isn't that unfortunate? That was Donald Trump on Rand Paul.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. Here's the thing is that I could see Wilson Fisk saying those
things.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Happy New Year, gentlemen. You're all fired.
Fisk. No. Joker.
Ooh.
Trump.
I'll go Fisk.
It is Fisk.
Ah, some stuff in my gut.
Robbie takes the lead.
I thought this might be a rare apprentice quote.
That's where my head went to.
I don't know what an quote is.
Apprentice
quote. But a rare apprentice quote. All right.
She gets out there and she starts asking all these ridiculous questions. You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes.
Oh, this is definitely Trump.
That's Trump.
Yep. Yeah, that was on Megan Kelly.
He did follow it, and also
blood coming out of her whatever.
I knew if I said that part for sure, it was going to give it away.
Yep.
You probably should have stopped before blood coming out of her eyes.
I didn't feel like the quote said very much, though, if I didn't put that part.
Yeah. I will say, abstracted from the moment, that sounds like a Joker quote.
That's what I was hoping. Yeah. It sounded like a Joker quote. Yeah.
It's that we knew the context.
Yeah. It's been played so many times
that we can't not know it. Kind of the issue. With so many of his quotes, they've been played a billion times.
That's
what happens when you're the president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very neat. That ugly head of yours does have a brain.
Joker.
Hmm.
I'm going to go Trump.
I'm going to go Fisk.
I love when you guys all disagree. It is the Joker who said that. Norris.
Nice.
Point for you. Well done.
Is Norris officially pulled ahead now?
No, me and Robbie are tied.
That's correct. You guys are tied at 7. Nate, you're at 6. Okay. I'd like to punch him in the face, I tell you.
Oh, Trump. Man. It literally could be.
Yeah, literally any of them, but I feel like I've heard that one from Trump before.
Trump.
Yeah.
I'll say Trump, too.
It is Trump talking about a protester in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Oh, my
yep.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
course.
Was it the same day we were there when he was there?
I think it may have been.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
All right, one more.
All right.
No prison can keep me. You know that. Come on. Kill me.
Joker. Oh, that's the Joker. That's the Joker for sure.
That was Wilson Fisk who
oh!
said that.
No!
As soon as we all said it, I'm like, wait.
Nope. All right.
Okay, we got time for one more.
No, yeah, you don't get to claim one more. I'm the timekeeper here.
I don't care.
We got time for plenty more.
Oh, okay. Keep going then.
I'm different. F your opinion.
Oof.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I was about to say 2 Chainz, but...
I don't think that one's Trump.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'm going with the Joker.
All right, Trump. I'm going to just say it.
Fisk.
It was the Joker who said that.
Robbie back in
now,
the lead.
Now, I know you probably don't have the context, but what I see there is someone telling him he's just another clown.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be. Yep.
Decibel said all three.
Kind of, probably.
I didn't know that was an option, Decibels.
He has betrayed my trust. It's unfortunate for him.
Fisk.
Trump.
It was Fisk who said that.
Damn it.
And see, I struggle with that one because I don't know if Trump knows the word unfortunate, but...
Sometimes there'll be a quote where I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've heard him say that, but one word is like, that's not
like he would never use that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have time for one more. Norris.
Shut up.
Nobody's proven that he killed anybody as far as I'm concerned.
Trump.
Read it one more time.
Nobody's proven that he's killed anybody as far as I'm concerned.
Trump.
I'm going to go Fisk.
It was Trump on Ooh. Vladimir Putin killing journalists.
Oh!
So me and Robbie in with a tie.
You do. 9-9-7.
Oh, man. Well, listen, how many were you able
Shake
to
bake.
Name?
Shake and bake.
Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. I await your calls of cuck and libtard. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily for the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Brand management by Chad Callahan. And of course, my co-host who pulled double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.